Tripitaka Master Hua's Introduction. All of the sutras are guides to use in cultivating the way. They may be spoken by the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, the Patriarchs, and also by Arhats, transformation beings, and gods. Although they all serve the same purpose, the doctrines within them differ. The sutras spoken by the Buddha were translated from the Indian languages into Chinese, and thus worked their way into Chinese society. In China, then, all the sutras are translations, with the sole exception of this present work, the Sixth Patriarch's Sutra, which was spoken by the great Chinese master, the Sixth Patriarch. The great master was originally an illiterate peasant. When he heard the sentence of the Vajra Sutra, which said, "One should produce that thought which is nowhere supported," he experienced an awakening and went to Huangmei to draw near to the fifth patriarch, the great master Hengren. The fifth patriarch transmitted to him the wonderful Dharma, using the mind to seal the mind, which has been handed down in unbroken patriarchal succession. The sixth patriarch inherited this mind-sealed Dharma door and proceeded to carry out the wisdom life of the Buddha in his speaking of the sixth patriarch's sutra. Now it has been translated into English, and the mind-sealed Dharma door of the Buddha has already been transmitted in perpetuity to the West. It is hoped that Westerners will now read, recite, and study it, and all become Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and/or patriarchs. This is the main objective of this translation. May all who see and hear it quickly accomplish the Buddha way. Wherever this sutra is transmitted, the orthodox Dharma may be found right in that place, causing living beings quickly to accomplish Buddhahood, such as the importance of this new translation. The sutra is indeed a treasure trove. It is the true body of the Buddha, the compassionate father and mother of all living beings. It can give rise to limitless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and patriarchs. May all in the West who now read this sutra realize Bodhi and accomplish the Buddha way. The sutras contain the precious wisdom of the Buddha. There are some, let us call them garbage-eating, scholars who claim that the Sharangama Sutra was not spoken by the Buddha. This is most certainly not the case, and I have made the following vow. If the Sharangama Sutra is false, I will fall into the uninterrupted hells forever.